This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Fasentino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasquantino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasquantino.
Everyone, it's Josie Pasquantino. Welcome to the Josie Show. Super glad you guys are joining me tonight. We have a very, very fun show lined up here. So let me just make sure everyone can hear us all right. So, yes, I'm very, very excited. I'm so glad it's Friday. And so glad you guys are starting out your weekend with us. So let me make sure everyone can hear us all right. Just let us know in the chat room if I am loud and clear, especially loud because I am. So here is what we will do in the next hour or so. First, my guest tonight will be the wonderful singer-songwriter Audrey Tucker, and she is no stranger to the Josie Show because she sent us one of her original songs that we played at Christmas this year. And finally, I'm super excited to get the chance to speak with her tonight and interview her, so I'm very, very excited. And also remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network airs every week at its new day and time, Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, right before the show. And you can check it out at www.thesouthernstar.org. And all you have to do is there's all these tabs at the top, and then all you have to do is click on Josie's Hard Country, that tab there, and then boom, it should automatically play, I promise. And my guest on Josie's Hard Country was Megan Maudlin. She's a wonderful country singer-songwriter. She's amazing, so please check it out. It'll be up on demand all week, so do not worry. Get some popcorn, age-appropriate beverage, and enjoy the show. Also today, I had a song sent in to us tonight to play from a very sweet Facebook friend. So stay tuned in for that at the end of the show as well. Don't you just love social networking sites? I love meeting the most amazing people. And we get wonderful, wonderful, wonderful music to play here on the Josie Show. So I am very, very excited about that. And you never know who's going to call in at the end or what's going on, so tune in the whole show. You never know. And also, I want to mention here before our guest arrives, we have, I want you to, everyone, please check out my website. It's still under construction, but it is designed by our web designer here at the Josie Show, Alan Firestone. It's josiepasquantino.com. And it's for my music, you know, more personal stuff there, so check it out. Yes, it's very pretty. It's very me, I'll tell you that. Alan did a really good job. He captured my essence. On the Josie Show here at josieshow.com, we have just wonderful tabs and all that fun stuff. Oh, goodness. It looks like people in the chat room are saying still nothing on either player, no sound yet. Oh, that's not cool. Uh-oh. While we get that fixed, please be patient here, although you might not be able to hear that I'm saying be patient because the player isn't on. But anyway, I'm going to still talk to myself, apparently. There's all these tabs at the top, and you could check it out. There's an Ask Josie tab where you can send me questions, and I will answer them ASAP. That's a lot of fun. I love doing that. I love answering your questions. And also, since I am a gamer, I love all games. We have an arcade tab, and you could check that out, and there's tons and tons and tons of games, and it's a lot of fun, so check that out. And also, after every show, it's automatically archived in our archives section, so you could check that out. And then there's the press tab where you could see me and newspapers and fun stuff like that. And also we have photos, our store, our online store. We actually add many new items to our store, so you can keep checking back on that. And it's very cool. There's fun jewelry with my face on it. And shirts and baby clothes and iPod cases, iPhone cases. Just, it's crazy. Just check it out. Large Josie selection. And also we have our contacts tab as well, where you could send us emails and fun stuff. So do not be a stranger. Send us mail and all that fun stuff. It's a lot of fun. So here we go. Hopefully people can hear us. Okay, it looks like they could hear us. That's good. Hi, people. And also, I want to mention, I did a really awesome interview recently at ProFlow. His name is Mike, and it's really, really cool. And you can listen to the interview, I believe, at josie.proflow.com, I'm pretty sure. You can check my Facebook on proflowradio.com. Josie.proflowradio.com. And you could check that out. It's on my pages and stuff, so you just click on the link. And it was a really fun interview. Mike was super, super nice and super amazing. He's just super talented. And so I had a blast talking with him. The interview went perfectly. So you could check that out. It's exclusive. Never been heard anywhere else about my my debut single, Teenage Girl. I open up about it, so it's really, really neat. And what else can I mention here? Oh, yes. I want to mention our upcoming guests, because we are constantly moving, constantly working, constantly getting new people to share their music. So let me share our upcoming guests here on the Josie Show. On March 16th, we have Jason Lee Davis and Johnny, J-O-N-N-I. And on March 23rd, we have Chelsea and Ed Porter. Then on April 20th, I bring you Billy Curtis, and we're also confirming a bunch more bookings. So keep checking out the homepage of our site to see the many upcoming artists we'll be featuring each week. And we're actually currently booking for the rest of March and April. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our site and give us suggestions. Who would you like to have on the show? Or if you're a singer, songwriter, athlete, actress, actor, anything, or would just love to promote your work or your items, anything, if you sell stuff, just let me know, and we would love to have you on the show, and just, yes, that would be really, really neat. So let's see here. Wait, what? Well, okay, I can't hear my dog is actually barking in the background. It's kind of funny. I'm getting all confused here with our little doggy barking. This is my producer, Tina. She's on the line with us. Hello.
Hello. How is everybody?
Woo, we are doing great. We are doing fabulous.
Good. We're off to a fun start today. We get a little computer issues.
Yes.
A little bit of streaming issues. And then we have, the dog in the studio today.
Yes, confusion issues. Yes.
People are walking in and out and crazy things are going on.
Mm.
We're waiting for our guest now to call in. So while we're waiting, we have got a friend on Facebook who sent us a song to play tonight.
Yes, this is the song I was talking about. Yes, it's a Facebook friend of mine. Her name is Mandy Price. And let's play her song now, You Make Me Feel. Here we go. Let's play
that
now.
That's right. Let's get there.
Mandy Price.
Here we go.
I'm not afraid to parachute, I know it helps levitate. Let's find a special place to stay with nobody ever in vain. I promise to you, I'm glad to see you, the only one that left in me.
That was Mandy Price and her song, You Make Me Feel. I love it. Isn't it so catchy? And people in the chat room are loving it, too. MusicMan567 says, cool song. Stephen Rummy says, she sounds like Kristen Chenoweth. Ooh, yes. True, true, true. So let's see here. Let me cue in my producer. Hello.
Hello. Hello. So we are working on getting our guests through. You know, we're going to figure it out.
time differences are very...
Yes, they are. But if I'm not mistaken, we have a special guest tonight joining
us.
A surprise guest that we could maybe put on first. Won't that be awesome?
Mm-hmm.
We are super, super excited because we have got with us, it's funny, I'm reading something about a Smurf and now I'm confused. So we have got with us what we hope
Diana
to have as Josie's future makeup artist.
Ooh.
She is absolutely awesome. Her name is Diana Carroll, and let's see if we can bring her on now. Diana, are you there?
Dun, dun, dun. I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Tell everybody your company name again.
My company name, is Always Beautiful Creations.
There it is.
Ooh, I like it. It's fancy schmancy.
Isn't that fancy? Well, we're excited that you came on tonight. Thank
awesome.
You so much for switching your times and coming on a little early for us. That's awesome. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what you and your company does?
My business is permanent cosmetics and also called micropigmentation or dermographics. I specialize in scar camouflage for cancer, burn, and imperfections of the skin survivors.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That is absolutely awesome.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you do some cosmetics for, you know, the stars in the world as well?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, celebrity airbrush for many actors and actresses of movies, commercials, and all types of things.
Definitely. Wow, I love that. That's so cool.
I love that. That is awesome. So we'll have to take you on the road with Josie pretty soon.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, yay!
That's absolutely awesome. We're so excited you know, that you came on. We appreciate that. You know, Josie's done a lot of work with people from, you know, cancer survivors and children with cancer and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's great. We'll make sure that we get your information. That way we can always, you know, pass along your info to people who you may be able to help. I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's just awesome. We love that. We love that. Love it, love it, love it. All right, so tell us now, as far as what it is that you do for work, tell us how you got started. Tell us about that, how you got into that industry.
Originally, I was emancipated at 15 years old, so I've been out in the world and put myself through beauty school in Portland, Oregon. That's where I'm from. I'm currently in Florida. Delray Beach, Florida, and I had quite a few great mentors that I did hair, nails, skin, and then I got into working with plastic surgeons doing scar camouflage. They sent me to school and did all the micro peels and chemical peels for them, and was very lucky to work with all of the plastic surgeons shoulder to shoulder with them in surgery. So I've seen wonderful results, and, you know, taking somebody's life that has been impaired and put them back together. And have gone on from there. I travel all over the world, and I have taught doctors and nurses how to tattoo. It's also a tattoo as well. And just have my own business from that. And from that, it went into celebrities that had different things, imperfections, that wanted tattooed, or, like I said, dermographic.
The tattoo artist for the stars.
The tattoo artist for the stars, Alan said. I currently work with Jacoby Casting here in Florida, Miami Beach, and she's done Charlie's Angels and Burn Notice. She's well known for Miami Vice in the 80s. So I've been on many sets with her, lots of different movies, Grumpier Old Men, Contact, Waterboy, Something About Mary. So it's a pretty interesting business, and it's ongoing.
Can I ask one question?
Cool. Oh, yeah.
I've always been curious why people would shave off their eyebrows, then tattoo them back on.
Oh, Em.
A lot of different reasons. They just want to have a better shape. Maybe they don't grow properly. They don't know how to shape them themselves. It's just easier to shave them off. I've had people come in with one burnt off, you know, they lit a cigarette and there went the eyebrow and never came back. So all kinds of situations. You never know. You just prepared and fix them up.
Oh, goodness. Now, can you tell us, I mean, people that do the permanent makeup on their face, what areas can you do permanent makeup? Like, what can you put on as permanent makeup?
Anything, really. Eyebrows. And there's a lot of bad makeup, too. I'm sure you've probably seen people running around with purple tattoo, green eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Gray. That's an actual ink like you would use on a sailor tattoo. And I correct a lot of that. Eyeliner, same thing. Lips, full lips. People have scars from fever, blisters, and cold sores, or a dog bit them, or maybe a squirrel bit them on the mouth. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, squirrels.
You have to repair and reconstruct. Not the squirrel, but the person that was bit. Haven't tattooed any squirrels yet.
Not yet.
That's a riot. That cracks me up. There's tons of things. So anything... body-wise? Do you do some work on body besides a face?
Actually, you'll think this is funny. I have a lot of ladies with their ex-husband's names on their breast or boob or arm or something, and they want
wow.
to change. So I do a lot of that, refreshing the Tasmanian devil on the boute, you know, those stuff.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Anything.
Now, how about taking tattoos off? I hear that it is possible, but it's quite a process. So let's say I decide to put, you know, my husband's name on something, and then I decide I don't want his name there anymore. So what happens?
Actually, there's so many different ways. I work with laser physicians that specialize in that, different lasers.
Tina wants to get rid of her Born a Boogie tattoo.
Why?
It's true.
Yeah, great one. We need to leave that.
I'm curious because, I mean, you know, people do crazy things because, you know, they think that they're going to be in a situation forever and they're not. And then you get into another situation. It's kind of, you know, nasty if every time, you know, you're with your new person, they have to see somebody else's name.
Yeah.
So what we could do is just put a line through it and then put the next guy underneath it. That would be the easiest.
You can put one of those circles with a line through it, you know, like
right.
a band mark, and just move on. And, you know, who knows? I mean, you get somebody who really enjoys the dating process, and you can have a whole list by the time
right. Instead of a notch on the belt or a bed pose, whatever, we'll do it right there on the skin.
That's hilarious.
That is a riot. You know, you can only get this stuff on the Josie's.
Yeah, this is really the only place for it.
Oh, That is fantastic. You are just so funny. We cannot wait to work with you. That is just way, way
too long. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, wow. Okay, good. I think that we've got some of our technical stuff going in the right direction. That's good news. I'm glad to hear that. So when can we meet you? We have to meet you.
Oh, I heard you're coming to town soon. We want to see some squirrels and feed the squirrels. And he said we have to watch out because Josie might want to put them in their suitcase.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. If you see her in the middle of the night puncturing holes in her suitcase, there's a breathing hole.
Right. You can't trust me. You can't trust me with squirrels, okay?
So keep your eye
squirrels.
On her.
Yes.
That is right. That's right. Okay, so now I want to ask you a question. So let's say lip lining and, like, eyeliner, like permanent lining. So once you do that, is there, like, a healing process to it like there is with regular tattoos and such?
Yeah, there is. And it's Al said get drunk.
That'll do one thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you wake up and it's all done and healed, no problem. Well, like I said, there's different pigments if it's done correctly. We use pigments for the face and the breast area when cancer patients have had radical mastectomies, or if I'm covering scars on the sides of the face from faceless scars, or maybe someone's face went through an unfortunate accident, you know, in a car accident. So that's pigment made to stay. It's very delicate. It's very beautiful. Looks like makeup, and you're just replacing what you lost, as opposed to all the vibrant colors that they do now in the tattoo parlors that usually do turn, you know, to a gray, blue, green, purpley. We do not have that in what I do. There's a lot of other permanent cosmetic specialists that use that type of ink, which I specialize in correcting. But the healing process, it's really simple if it's done right. I have beautiful equipment. It's like having different paintbrushes. You have something for everything you need. I can do individual hair strokes, individual lashes. I can do hair replacement for complimenting men that have had hair replacement in their scalp. And, you know, anything at all, it's about 3 days and it just sheds like chapped lips. You keep an ointment on it, an A&D ointment. I have you ice it a little bit and you can wear it right away. And then it heals over a few weeks' time. You see it kind of go away and come back. And you have a little touch-up after that and it's good for 5 to 7 years.
Wow. That
done correctly.
Awesome.
That's the important thing. You really have to do your homework because it's an art mixed with science. And now our company that makes hypodermic needles for the medical industry, they created our company. And they do different inks now for regular tattoo for the kids that want to have all these and later in life think they want to remove them. It comes with sort of a secret code under the skin that you see with a black light, so we can go through later years and remove it with a special laser that will take it right out. So that's kind of on the forefront, which is exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
you do it all.
That's for regular tattoos. You won't need that.
Diana, I cannot thank you enough for coming on tonight. Thank you so, so much for talking to us. That is awesome. We wanted a chance to get to meet you and talk to you a little bit before we put you in front of Josie's face. And
Well, it's very natural when it's
so
done right.
I'm never, ever going to forget the whole, you know, cross out the name, put on the next one. That is hilarious.
Yes, exactly. Actually, I didn't invent that. There's a really well-known, famous artist that I can't think of the name right now. I'm on a Friday brain fade, but I didn't make it up. I just kind of borrowed that, but you'll love it. And when are you coming here to Florida?
That is awesome. Well, we are working on it. We don't have a definite date yet, but we are definitely working on it. We'll be down there soon. We'll be down there before you know it. So that'll be awesome. We'll make sure that we call you when we're coming down.
I hope so, definitely. I work with plastic surgeons and a wonderful group of ladies that do all kinds of laser hair removal. And I got we'll have a ball when you come. We can go to bands, the Marshall Brothers band.
Fire in your backyard again.
We have fires in my backyard, controlled.
That's awesome.
With lots
awesome.
You know, fun refreshments and goodies. So you'll have a good time down here.
That sounds great.
That.
We're looking forward to it. That sounds awesome. Well, Diana, thank you again.
You.
We really appreciate it. Give everybody your website again.
alwaysbeautifulcreations.com.
Made by me.
Made by Alan, actually.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yes, he is so, so talented. We can make anybody else produce our website, so that's awesome. Thank
you
so much.
And a great friend, too.
Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Can't wait to see you. Call anytime.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Woo! That was Diana Carroll, who just basically does everything. She's wonderful, and I would love to have her as my makeup artist, and she's just brilliant. So that's very, very exciting. And now I think, are we screening? What's going on?
Well, you know what? It looks like our guest is here. I'm going to go ahead and let's pop her on. Let's make sure this is her. If not, then we're just talking to somebody else. It's all good. Let's just put her right on the radio. We can't wait any longer. We love her. So let's see if we can get our mic going here. And that would be just humdinger if it would work. Hello, Audrey. Is this Audrey Tucker?
Yes, it is.
Yay! Hi, Audrey.
How are you tonight?
I am doing so great. I'm super excited to talk with you. I've been looking forward to it.
Yes, I have too, but I think I just heard somebody say Friday night brain freeze.
Yes,
yeah.
It
yeah,
happens.
Yeah.
It
I
happens.
I absolutely fell into the Friday night brain freeze. And I'm like, what? I said, who? Did you hear the phone? And I had already told somebody that I thought you guys were calling, and then I had mentioned that I wasn't sure about the time still.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when it cruised past 7 o'clock, I was like, okay, it's got to be the 8 o'clock. It can't be any later than that. I couldn't imagine. You know, I mean, there, it's a two-hour time difference.
Yeah.
And when you guys did call, I was like, that's the radio show. Okay. Yeah, we're kind of just maxing and relaxing, and I'm like, well, duh, that is the radio show. Yeah, okay.
Techie difficulties. I love it. But
well,
I'm here, though.
Yeah, I made it. I'm here.
Good, good. I'm so excited because I've been looking forward to this. So let's not wait any longer. So can you tell us, Audrey, at what age did you start singing and songwriting and doing everything that you do?
Well, honestly, I have been singing and performing in, like, you know, performing arts and all of that since I was elementary school age. I never took it very serious. However, I had a teacher, a choir teacher, who always kind of egged me on to go the other way with it. Like, she was like, I think it's a little more there than you think. But I still, that just wasn't my interest at the time. Actually, I was really more interested as a youth person with science. I thought I was going to be an engineer.
Ooh,
so
really?
I kind of dove off into chemical engineering and mathematics and all of that stuff, and I put the singing on the back burner when I graduated high school. And it wasn't until my 30s that I started singing and writing again. And I think they kind of tied in together because I don't play any instrument. So everything that I write, I sing it into existence. So I realized I needed to be able to sing. And everything that I have been told about, you know, being able to hear harmonies and pitches and chords all came very relevant when you start having to write, you know what I mean, the kind of music that I write and not be able to play the instruments and then turn around and give someone direction who does play an instrument and say, this is how I need it to be played. So,
absolutely,
you know, all together, that's how it all panned out.
Wow. Well, we're glad you went with the singing because you're fantastic.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Trying to make history here is what we're trying to do. So,
yes.
Got to keep plugging
we
along.
We love you. We love you. We're big fans.
Oh, good. I need big fans.
We
I need a lot of more big fans.
Absolutely, and that's what we're trying to do. We want to promote all of your work here and play your songs. I'm very excited.
Hey, what do you guys like out of what Ken sings? What do you like?
Rod, all your songs?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love Hempecked Redneck, which I'm about to play in just a second.
I love it, too.
I'm so excited. You might hear a scream at the end of it. That would be my producer. Just a warning.
That's a great song. That song was done in Nashville, so that's a great song.
Oh, I'm so excited. Let's play that now, Henpecked Redneck, because everyone, you guys are going to love this, okay? I'm very excited, so let's play that right now. All right, here we go.
Every Friday at 5 when the whistle blows, he grabs his check and he heads straight home. She starts yakking when he pulls in the drive, complains about everything in her life. If he don't agree, there'll be help you pay. It's the same old story, just a different day. He's a henpecked redneck, honky tonk reject, scratching out a paycheck, till he's getting no respect. Swears every day that he's gonna get away. He's a henpecked redneck. Well, he gave up hunting and fishing too.
That Henpecked Redneck by Audrey Tucker. I loved it. And I love that. Ow! In the middle of it.
And when, you know what's funny is when you record something like that and you can go back and remember, like, I can remember when the director there that day was like, just add that in at the end. And I'm like, it's going to be awkward. But it didn't. I'm like, I don't know. It kind of still works.
It works. It definitely works. I love it. I love it. And is this true that you've written over 350 songs? Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. And
whoa.
We just discovered within the last week that we really think that number is way higher because I found two boxes of cassettes. And we started diving through and going through lyric sheets, and it was absolutely overwhelming, and I'm going to have to bring people in now to complete the project of going through what looked to be about 200 cassettes from A to B, both sides, front and back, and books of lyric sheets. And I said, you guys, those are things that are not completed, halfway completed, snippets, and they were like, that is a gold mine. They were like, what is all of this? So I'm going to have to bring people in to start helping me. We're probably going to try to convert them to CDs.
Yeah.
And then that'll make it easier to pop it in the car maybe and then just, you know, make a project out of it and write down what we hear. First of all, like write down, did we get a title? What does it seem like it is? Is it sad? Is it love? What is on this cassette? You know, what's going on? I mean, it looks like in my mind, I kind of guesstimated another easy 500 songs is what I think.
Wow.
It's probably sitting. So I just haven't pulled them out. I pulled out enough lyric sheets, probably about 100 lyric sheets. They were on envelopes, receipts, stapled to pieces of 8x10 paper. And it was like, okay, we've got to make, that's a songwriter's nightmare, but also probably a songwriter's real world. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Dang, that is craziness. Where do you draw the inspiration from while writing your songs?
Honestly, it can be from everything to the point that I don't actually listen a lot to the radio any longer because every little, if I just hear an intro, even on commercials, it'll start, my own mental instruments start playing. If I hear the right beginning of a song or just even someone may say something that I'm like, oh, that, what? What did you just say? I'm like, hey, that's a song. I find that I have maybe 4 old cell phones that I can't get rid of because it's full of voice recordings where I've had to stop and go, ooh, that was good. Hold on, I'll be right back. I got to go to the bathroom and whisper it into the phone. So it comes from everywhere, bad things, good things. I think I'm a little fiery, so I like to spit it out just the way it is. But when I'm crying, I like to tell it just the way it is, and it seems like it seems to be connecting to a lot of people. So.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. So very relatable songs, and I'm learning to do some songwriting as well, and I think it's really neat where you can, you know, read something or someone could say something and, you know, you got a song. It's a really interesting process.
Man, it's almost terrifying. I remember standing at a job, and they arrested some people who had been stealing from it was a department store, and the lady standing next to me goes, that's what happens when you're up to something. And I was like, oh, my God, they were up to something, and it brought them down to nothing. And I was like, oh. I said, no. I said, that just became a man song. I said, that's a man. And then I ran in the back, and I was like, you were up to something. It brought you down to nothing. You ain't got nothing. Look at you now. You ain't got nothing. And I was like, that's going to be a song. I was like, that's the first thing that I heard, and I put it in my phone. And now, as we speak, it's just been recorded. That's a song now.
Oh,
so I'm like,
okay, and that sounded amazing, by the way. I'm over here like, oh, my goodness.
That's how my brain works, though. And I mean, to tell you, I've always thought it was a curse. I was like, nobody should be able to live like this, where you're hearing stuff. And I got to keep sneaking off. And I'm writing all this stuff. And I'm like, does anybody even know that I'm writing all this stuff? I'm like, our stuff is good, but does anybody think it's good? Like, what is going on?
That's hilarious.
Once you finally get connected and you meet the right people who are musically inclined, people who are like, is it good? Oh, no. Yeah, you've got to get rolling. No, this work. We can work with this.
Very, very cool. I love that. And so where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
I believe that there are free downloads if you join the Audrey Tucker Fan Club. I believe that's the first place that there's free MP3 downloads. And then I know Ken is my numero uno internet moderator, public relations. He's out of England.
Yeah.
We've never met. We have a great story. We're trying to get on Ellen so that we can finally meet.
Yeah.
He's got several things listed at Reverb Nation. The first thing that's going to be major is actually in the pot right now. We're working on a huge campaign called American Made. It's a song that I wrote about 5 years ago, geared for the 2008 campaign. I never got it recorded and didn't get it to the right people. And I actually kind of gave up on American Made, and then it got pulled out at a big meeting I had a week ago with a record label here in Atlanta. They heard it, and now they're working with Universal Records, and they want to do the song. So if we can get it done, the way I understand it, that's going to be my first thing that's going to go on iTunes. So from where I stand right now, it's going to get done. The timing of it, I don't know.
Sweet. Well, so it's all online, very, very easy. And after the show, we like to post links and all that fun stuff for easy access so they can see and check out your music and all that fun stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's see. I'm looking in the chat room here. There's some questions. Stephen Rummy asks, would you rather sing, perform outside or inside?
Ooh, I'm an outside venue girl because my first shot was in Phoenix in front of about 15,000 people, and it was outside at the Arizona State Fair. And I'm a fair fool. I love the fair. Oh, my God. I love the food. Chocolate-covered bacon and anything else retarded and ignorant, I eat it. I want all of it. I want it dipped in cheese and sauce and roll it around and do it. I want it just like that. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I'm outside. I just told the people that I met with, I hope we get to do every fair. Like, that would be my goal right now. Would be I want to do the Texas Fair. Outside.
Yeah.
Outside. And the show will go on. Rain, we're going to do it. We don't care. We're going to put a hat on and buckle down, and we're going to do it.
I love that. And then you have to contact us because we need to see you perform live and meet you, okay?
Oh,
it's my goal.
Absolutely. It would be incredible. So if I can jump on somebody's bandwagon this summer with American Made, I think American Made could get me to just about every fair. Probably got to be careful that I don't alter my physical appearance. From going to all the fairs, the other day, she's dragging around a lot of stuff behind her all of a sudden. That wagon then got big.
I love it. Yes, that would be so, so cool to check it out live. And then there's another question here in the chat room. Pickle Pam says, being an amazing songwriter, was English your favorite subject in school? Good question.
You know, it's an interesting story behind that. Yeah. No, it wasn't, but I was always like a spelling maniac. And still to this day, it's one of my pet peeves when things aren't spelled right. Like, I was so glad they created spell check. Like, thank you. Thank you for saving my nerves because they have to be spelled right. Or I'm like, ugh. But I made straight A's one time, and my English teacher had actually given me a B+. And I went to my counselor, and I argued that it should have been an A- just to make sure that it didn't mess up the straight A's. So that would be why Mrs. Allison at North Central High School didn't make English my favorite subject. But, no, I was just strong at it, very strong at English. And I get still a lot of compliments on my metaphor use. A lot of people love the way I say things. They're like, man, you take the back road and you say it, but we still know what you mean. And I'm like, yeah, it's really, you know, interesting how I will use analogies and metaphors and people get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, I know just what she means. If you walk into a bar and you say, I glanced at the menu and I ordered. And then by the time you get to the next part, you're like, she wasn't ordering no food. She was looking at somebody. Yes.
It's more interesting, too, in a song.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so for someone that has never seen one of your performances live, how would you describe it to someone?
It was, it was beyond amazing, probably for so many other reasons than what you would know you know, the behind the scenes, being affiliated with Starting Over, and the fact that they provided me the opportunity to do something like that, that first performance was, there was so much more going on behind the scenes, but just to see it, I've heard people say, you know, that it actually brought tears to their eyes because they did understand what that meant. And then when that performance was over, I mean, it was a standing ovation that I almost froze. And I remember they had to come and get me, and I barely could walk off because I was like, I don't believe I just did that. And it was received well. You know what I mean? So in the future going forward, since we got over that hump, you know, I think people could expect, like I said, I'm fiery, and it will never be boring. I'm slightly a comedian in the middle of everything, and I like to introduce my own material with very snide, silly, crazy remarks like, all the cheaters might want to leave the room right now for the next song. If you're a cheater, it'd be a good time to leave the room.
I could see it. I could see it because you're really, really funny.
That's when you lose all the men. See, all the men are like, this is a good time for me to go to the bathroom. She's got to probably tap in on something, and I don't want my wife looking at me like I'm crazy.
That's hilarious. I love it. I love it. And as you mentioned, you were on a TV show called Starting Over. That is just so cool. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
That was absolutely life-changing for me. Mm-hmm. I had only been really seriously writing about 6 months, and I had shared that with some coworkers who at that time I was working at a spa. And I'd come into work, and they'd say, tell us another lie. Tell us you wrote this song today when we know you didn't write this song today, because they were like, they're too good. You're not writing this. And I'm like, yes, I am. So they talked me into going to this audition that I dreaded, did not want to go. The auditions were cut off at 7. We got down there like 6:30 here in Atlanta, and the guy goes, yeah, are you serious? We've seen like 800 people today. Like, are you serious? And I was like, yes, it's not quite 7 yet. And the lady said, there's one more group. There's one more group of 6 people. Put her in that group. Wow. And I went in. They went around the circle. I was last. And she goes, what do you do? And I said, I write and sing country music, blah, 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 blah. And my attitude was so like, yeah, whatever, I don't want to do this. And she goes, well, sing something for us. And I belted, I want to love somebody. I was like, well, okay, I want to love somebody, give me somebody, and only somebody new. And she was like, oh, okay, well, thank you for everybody coming. It was wonderful, and everyone can leave. And if you don't hear from us, that means we just went a different direction. And I got up, and she goes, She said, you can stay. And I was like, huh? She said, you can stay. She said, they want to see you right now. She said, everything was being streamed live back to L.A. And so the producers, which at that time were Jonathan Murray and Mary Ellis Bunham, who we now know as Bunham and Murray Productions, they do everything on reality TV. But she said they were in love with the whole everything I did. And before I could blink, within 2 months, I was in Chicago, L.A., doing the Starting Over thing, and it was life-changing. You know what I mean? It was a show that was one of the first reality daytime shows that optimistic, helping empowerment of women. You can do it. Change your life. Don't quit. Mm-hmm. All of that. And I picked up on that, took what they gave me. I ended up doing a speaking engagement for them for about a year after my part went off, because I was one of the most watched episodes was my Phoenix, Arizona performance. Every time they went around and spoke, they were like, you have to be a part of it because you're the draw. You know, they want to see you. So it was incredible. It really was. And I still had doubts after the show. It did get syndicated. It went around the world. So I used to get fan mail from Australia, Asia. It was incredible. And I still had doubts, though, up until about a year ago, I was like, why do things happen? You know what I mean? Like, why do we go through stuff we go through? But I'm starting to gain a little more momentum now that there will be people that are going to remember that and going to be like, I wondered what happened. You know what I mean? What were you doing? And boom,
right.
America Made hopefully will hit, and they'll go, oh, that's her.
Absolutely.
That's her. So I'm pretty excited about it all now.
Absolutely. That is incredible, incredible. I wanted to mention that because I thought that was just amazing,
oh,
amazing.
It's monumental, yeah. It's a huge part of exactly why I'm where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It opened a lot of doors, lots. I mean, I could get to places where people were like, oh, they're not seeing it. You were what? On NBC? Hold on. And then, yeah, then they'd say, well, they do want to talk to you. I'm like, yeah, I kind of thought they might. So, you know, it's been kind of slow rolling, but still, even though it never got where I thought it would have been in that time, I have to trust that it's not in my time. You know what I mean? Used for the good, and it's still going to be used because I do really believe people will connect the dots, and they're going to go, oh, my goodness, that is her. So
absolutely, they will. Definitely they will. And I want to play your next song here, I Want to Love, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay, cool beans.
Awesome. Here it is.
I knew when I walked onto Jackson Street, I was staring at just what I need. I glanced at the menu and I ordered, said I'll be taking that one home with me. Didn't have to do a double take, since you were looking me right in the eye. We felt the mercury rising, ain't no surprise. Are you ready for the ride of your life? We're gonna reach the boiling point, the whole thing is getting ready to blow. So fasten up your belt and grab your seat, sit back and enjoy the show.
And that was I want to love. And Audrey, I'm telling you, people are loving you in our chat room on our website.
Oh,
they think
cool.
your friends are amazing.
Cool beans. That song, man, that just, like I said, it's funny as a writer. It launches you right back. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, I wrote that in my kitchen.
And
so I remember it. I wrote that. I had a pan in my hand. And I was actually singing to my son when I wrote that.
Uh-huh.
It just grew feet, and it just turned into this thing. And like I said, that was one of the songs I sang for Starting Over when I auditioned. And it became like, they were like, you're going to record that. There's no way you're not going to record that. And it's like, it's crazy to me. And oh, that's crazy. I haven't listened to the entirety of it in a long time. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there like freaking out because I've listened to the third little part and they made me write that in the studio. They were
wow.
like, we're short. We need another little piece at the end. And I was like, huh? I said, I've never been tested. Like, what do you mean? You're going to have to repeat something. He was like, no, you need another one, a third little verse. And I was like, I don't think I'm that good. I don't think I can do it. I just scribbled something and came back like 20 minutes. I said, will this work? And they were
yes.
like, oh, my, yes, yes. And so it's just weird to hear it again and to think that sometimes when you just have something that's been given to you and something that no one can take away, that's what keeps me pushing, is that I truly love that I can sing what I write, but I know that my passion and my gift is my songwriting. Like, I
mm-hmm.
love it. I really do. I really am proud of what I'm able to do.
Absolutely. You should be proud of all of your songs. They're fantastic, and you're getting tons of great responses to them, which is the most important thing.
Yes, that's awesome. That is. That's awesome.
Yes. And in the chat room, Alan and Stephen Rummy both asked at the same time, how many hats do you have?
Someone just asked me that at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, because that's where I'm from. And I was out, and I didn't have a hat on, but a girl that I knew did. And she was
mm-hmm.
like, oh, my God, I always look for your pictures. I want to see what hat do you have on. And I'm like, well, I'm going to keep it real. I only own maybe 8 hats because
really?
I think real hats, you either collect them and you may
mm-hmm.
end up with tons, but you have your favorites. Like, I have a black Bailey's that is just my favorite hat. And then
mm-hmm.
I've worn it for so many things that now it's like I'm like I gotta take my Bailey, like I don't know, like it's almost like my blanket now. It's become my security because
mm-hmm.
that black hat has been everywhere. So now I'm like, oh, it wouldn't matter if you gave me 10 more black hats. That one black hat has to go. Like, that's going. That's
mm-hmm.
my favorite.
Wow.
So yeah, I have gray snakeskin, brown, beige suede, just enough to cover the colors that you would need, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But my black Bailey's in my favorite.
Absolutely. I think that's the one that we have. You're wearing it in the picture that we have on our website.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
My favorite. Yes, ma'am.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. So let's see here. So are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? And Alan is doing the sound effects. Alan is doing our sound effects.
Yeah, we got sound effects. Good. That's good. We like that. Keep it. We come up with some new ones to keep it. That works.
Alan. Love it. He keeps it interesting.
Yes. That's funny. Yes. We like it. It works. Hired. Yes. Currently working on the American Made project and solidifying that deal, but that meeting I had with that particular group of people was supposed to be about an hour, and it turned into a little over 4 hours because it grew legs as well, and so it seems like they've expressed an interest in possibly signing me to a publishing deal as well, because they were mm-hmm. just really blown away by my songwriting. So, you know, we'll just see where it goes from there. But once again, that's always been, I think, you know, my secret thing is absolutely, if you're going to make me sing it to get it out there, then let's put an album out that I wrote. And then if it does well, then I'll sit back and everyone will be like, well, now she's just writing like crazy. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm sending music to everybody else. So that's it's still all with the same group of people working with Universal. I'm hoping that a lot can happen with a little.
Absolutely. I think that's great. I love that you're constantly working, constantly thinking of new things for us fans.
Constantly, yes. Constantly is a really, yeah, always. And I think there's not a day goes by that I don't write, hum, sing something in my phone, jot something down. It's all the time. And like I said, it doesn't take a lot. I can see a commercial and I can hear and I'm like, oh, that works. That works. Last Friday at that meeting, I had worked on barbecue and champagne glasses. And they were like, oh. I said, oh, yeah. I said, it's just another way of saying opposites attract. But we've all heard that before. I said, but who'd heard of barbecue, champagne, glasses? I was like, oh, now we go a different way. Now it just has a different meaning to it. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, but you still get it. Because you know that those are two things that don't go together. So I'm like, I love it. I love what I do.
Oh, love it, love it. So let's play another one of your songs, Those Were the Times, and we'll be right back.
Okay, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. That was Those Were the Times. And that's a very beautiful, slow song. I like it.
Oh, wow. That song was written for me and my mom. I grew up with my mom was a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we grew up tough. It wasn't easy. As I became a teenager, I was rebellious. My dad was always around, and I'm definitely a daddy's girl. So it was tough, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
They were on opposite sides of the track. My dad was actually very wealthy, and my mom struggled. So it was, you know, like night and day. I had both sides coming at me. And when I wrote that, she knew instantly when she heard it. She was like, "That's us." And I was like, "Yeah, that was us." So just a really another one of those, the music, when I sang that and they were able to put that music to it, because I'm really, really kind of adamant about that too. Like, you got to capture what I feel. Don't just listen to the words and the melody. Like, the music around it has to feel it too. And, I mean, I listened to that just now and I'm like, wow, they really captured that.
Absolutely, they did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It really, really is. And I have a fun question for you that I just love to ask my guests. Have you ever had any, like, on stage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
Okay. Yeah, I have had one on stage and one off that's going to be funny. The on stage was, they had a blue tape that they wanted me to stay in this box.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Have you heard the song? It was I Want to Love Somebody." And I was like, "I can't stand in that box and sing that. That's not going to happen." And the camera guy was like, "I'm going to work with you because I heard you say that." And I'm like, "Yeah, but they're going to get mad." And every time I got to the chorus, I went out the box. I was all the way out the box. And the camera guy is down there on the bottom, and he's fumbling and tripping, trying to keep up. And then I'm out the box again. And then I'm looking at him like, "I'm going back in the box. I'm going to go back in the box. I'm going back in the box. Are you reading my eyes? I'm going to go back in the box." By then he's like, "Well, my cord is so tangled up because you keep coming out of the box. I don't know what you're doing next." It was actually like to get through that song, and that's a longer song, that I know he was like, "If she doesn't hurry up and finish this song," because she has been all over. She was supposed to try to stay in the box, but she didn't stay in it at all. I was like, "No, I'm sorry, I didn't." And then no wardrobe malfunctions, but after one performance, I don't know what happened, but I only left with one boot. I don't know if anybody else can have my boot.
Really, I have to have my boot. That's hilarious.
I'd love to have my boot back, and I don't know what happened to it.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Did you like take it off, or what happened?
Because I changed my shoes when I left, but I don't remember like how would I got in back in the car. You know, I mean, they had rented me a monster truck, was taking me back and forth that day. So I'm like, where is? Did the people turn in a boot? And then the people I was with were like, if they did find it, they kept the boot. Like, they were like, they know that it's your boot. I was like, well, I want my boot back.
That's hilarious. So currently someone has Audrey Tucker's boot
they
out
have
there.
My boot.
Please
and
call.
I think
no.
They know. Yes, please call 475.
That's hilarious. Oh, I love it. Well, I'm glad that you haven't had any, like, crazy onstage moments, like wardrobe malfunctions or tripping or anything. We've had a few of those things people have been telling us.
Yeah, knock on wood, not yet. Not
right.
Yet. If the summer's as busy as I think, call me back in September and we'll see if my stories change.
That's our excuse to get you back on now. You know that, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. We're actually running out of time, but we definitely need you back on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know how to arrange it, so. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Thank you so much, Audrey Tucker. And later tonight, to close off the show, we're going to play Another Night Alone.
Oh, one of my faves, too. Absolutely one of my favorites,
So thank you again, Audrey Tucker, and we will talk to you soon. Loved you.
Have a great night. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and keep doing what you do, because without you guys, there'd be no us. So thank you.
We love you, Audrey, and we will talk to you soon, all right?
Have a good night.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. That is Audrey Tucker. She's so sweet. She's so down to earth. Super, super talented. And we're going to post where you can check out her music and all the other fun stuff. Yes, we'll keep you up to date with all Audrey Tucker. Don't you guys worry about that. So let's see here. I really, really want to play her song, Another Night Alone, by Audrey Tucker. Oh, wait, first what?
Diane is still sitting here, and if you remember earlier when you were talking to her, she was trying to think of the artist that invented something, and she remembered it.
Oh, really? Who was it?
Norman Rockefeller.
Oh, there we go. Awesome. Very
good. So he actually has paintings that he did, and so I borrowed that from there.
Ooh, very, very neat. We love it. We love it. And we seen during the interview, there were people that were saying that they want your cleanser or something and all that fun stuff. So that's really cool. My mom wants
them. Alan is a piece of work. I wasn't quite ready for that yet. But, yeah, we do the whole package.
I've heard it in the chat.
Inside out. That's funny.
She's going to get a massage and cleanse her.
Oh, my goodness.
You be ready. So did you book your plane tickets? We're ready. Come on.
We're doing it tonight.
So you're loading up the Rockstar bus?
Oh, yeah. You know we are. Coming down. Love it. Amazing, amazing. So let's see here, if we can play it. I'm trying to find it. Let's play Another Night Alone by Audrey Tucker. All right, let's see if we can get it. Hopefully. Do. Techie difficulty. Here we go.
My friends, wondering where do I fit in? Can they really tell what's on my mind? I've got so much to say, but I'm just a bit afraid. Another failed relationship I'm trying to hide. I've got the fancy car, but a home that's torn apart. I wish I'd finally get it right. I flashed the perfect smile, but I'm thinking all the while, my secret's killing me inside. I don't want to say to an end, and my heart is broke again. and nothing seems to take the pain away. I wait for the phone to ring, but it doesn't mean a thing. It's just your way of lifetime. How much more can I take of broken dreams and lonely days? I feel I've reached the bottom line. I don't want to make it sound confusing, but it's way heavy on my heart. Just take a look at what you're
everyone. Yeah, thanks for tuning in to the Josie Show. See you guys next Friday. Bye-bye.